Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that to be a sign of high intelligence, just like we consider our new guest to be pretty intelligent guy. Darby Checkitz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Darby is the president of Cornerstone Professional Development out of Mesa, Arizona, and he's known as the proponent of customer astonishment. He's the author of the book Customer Astonishment, and in the new book, which is what we're going to talk about today, Leverage: How to Create Your Own Tipping Point in Business and in Life. Darby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and we have a mutual friend in Steve Chandler who wrote the foreword for your new book.
He did write the foreword. He's been a great inspiration to me, as he has to many of your listeners, and I appreciate to him and appreciate you. By the way, congratulations on pronouncing my name correctly.
I mean, when you have a name like Blasingame, you try to get other people's names right. You know, it's just one of those things that you try to do. Darby, I like the concept of your book, Leverage.
Yes.
Creating a tipping point. I use the word lever or leverage all the time. I think it's a great word. It's a wonderful word. It's a great thing to keep in your mind when you're talking about relationships, when you're talking about doing business. I think about relationships like the new one that you and I have right, we're developing right now.
It's
another form of a lever that's going to do, as you say, lift my world.
Absolutely, and leverage. No matter how good you and I are, how much talent we possess, we can always use more leverage. It doesn't take anything away from our capabilities. It just says we're smart enough to use the multiplier effects that help us create those tipping points.
Now you go all the way back. How many millennia to get this idea?
Well, I've been in the business of helping other companies out there for 21 years now, and I've got about 200-400 regular clients and others that I've trained and worked with over the years. So I've been on the road a lot and been collecting what are now in the book 25 Leverage Keys. One of the folks that's promoting the book in New England said, I love your book because it isn't just a bunch of management prescriptions. Every key comes from a story of some kind.
Yeah.
It comes from your life, your travels, your clients. So that's what these 25 keys are all about. I've been collecting them so that I can share them with your listeners.
But the two millennia I was talking about, or more than two millennia, was all the way back to Archimedes.
Oh, yes.
Talk about our friend Archimedes.
Let's talk about Archimedes. You know, I first learned about Archimedes in my high school geometry class. My marvelous, talk about a leverage guy, George Anderson, was my high school geometry teacher. And he talked me about Archimedes. And Archimedes made this incredible statement: give me a lever long enough and a place to stand and I could lift the world.
Mm-hmm.
And at first people think that's just philosophical, but it isn't. I mean, if you put a lever out on Pluto or somewhere out in the Vega star system and you had a fulcrum up near the Earth, one person could probably crank the Earth up about 2 inches.
And, of course, if you put that into everyday language, it reminds me of the 6 degrees of separation. That a lot of people think about it, and that I believe is true. And that's where when you talk about, not literally lifting the world from a physics standpoint, but when you convert that physics into our lives, into the relationships we have, you can do the same thing, can't you?
Yes, this is about leverage for leadership and for life, meaning leadership in business and success in life. That's what it's all about.
So where do we start?
Well, tipping points is interesting. People ask me what those are all about, and I've taken some inspiration from Malcolm Gladwell's great book, The Tipping Point, and he knows that, and we've communicated. And the truth is, a tipping point is a moment in time when we cease to be in that, we cease to be stuck. We cease to be in the status quo. We want to make things happen, move, change, and so you need a tipping point. And the ideal thing is that you and I are in control of those tipping points, not the victim of those, as Steve Chandler would say.
Is a tipping point something, if we don't have it yet, but we want it,
Yes.
We might not know that we're looking for a tipping point, but is it where we're searching for that aha moment? We're searching for the light to come on, the light switch. Is that what a tipping point feels like before we have it?
Yes, and it's also where we want to feel the momentum increase. We want to feel like things are starting to move in a direction that we have designed. That's a real tipping point.
Or at least if we're a little wiser, we realize that maybe the way we want it to be designed is may not be the way it should be, but we know that it needs to be different from what we are, what we have.
That is the beginning, isn't it? Yeah, that's definitely the beginning.
And because there have been times in my life, Darby, when I wanted something really bad, and what I found out was I wasn't really smart enough to know what I wanted. And what I got wasn't what I wanted, and when I got a little smarter, I realized that maybe what I got was what I was supposed to have, not what I thought I should have had. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break. Darby Checkus is our guest. He's the author of Leverage, and he and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back, it's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there, too. It's updated. The blog is updated every weekday. The newsletter comes on Sunday by email. And everything else there is updated either every day or every week. Lots of good stuff there. We got thousands of articles, thousands of archives. Hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, like our new Brain Trust member, Darby Checkitz, who's the author of Leverage. Darby, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Easiest thing to remember is www.leveragekeys.com.
LeverageKeys.com. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, beg your pardon?
What do we find?
You'll find a little summary of who I am, what I do, what I teach, what I speak on for my clients, and the books that are important to me at this point in my career. And some client testimonials and other information. You know, someday I'll have a website as comprehensive as yours, Jim.
Well, I'm sure it's a good one. You know, I'm looking on the cover of your book, Leverage, folks. Darby's got the quote by Archimedes: "Give me a lever long enough and a place to stand, and I could lift the world." Now, let's talk about what some of these levers could be as individuals. One irrefutable and irreplaceable and essential lever for any of us to be able to lift our own world is education, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, education comes under the category of key number 19, which I call learning. So key number 19, leverage key 19, is learning. And it certainly is about education. It's the most tangible lever to expand our future opportunities.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what it can do for you, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
And education, and it doesn't have to be formal education, doesn't it? It could be from the School of Hard Knocks, right?
Could be reading some stuff from your archives on your website.
What is leverage key number one? Talk to us about that.
Leverage key number one, it kind of starts without a start. It's called How Close to Kilimanjaro, and I tell a story in there about my numerous travels to West Africa and how I came to go there to serve a great client, and then two, and then three. It started with an inspirational experience with a guy named Rodney Brady. And if we have just a minute, let me tell you that story for your listeners' sake.
Okay.
Rodney Brady is a powerful entrepreneur and a government leader and corporate leader. I think he's now moving into retirement, if I'm not mistaken. But one day he told me the secret to his success was that he had a thing called a 150 list. I says, "What the heck is that, and where'd you get it?" He says, "Well, when I was about 17 years old in high school and wanted to be a player in college, I called my coach up and I said, 'Coach, what have I got to do to be really powerful?' And he said, and I thought he was going to tell me to take vitamins and run a mile every day or 5 or 10. He says, "My coach said, you're a young man, you got 60, 70 years ahead of you. I want you to write down a list of 150 things you plan to do with the rest of your life." And Rodney says, "What?" He says, "Just listen to me." He says, get a notepad and start writing." He says, "And don't call me back till you got the list done." Well, Rodney says, I hung up the phone. I started writing. I wrote down, finish college, get a nice car, get married, go to Europe, get another nice car, get a good job. He says, I had about 15, 20 items, and I was frustrated. I couldn't. He says, so I called back the coach, and the coach said, the coach secretary answered the phone and said, you want to talk to your coach, do you? And she says, it's young Rodney. And the coach said, how many has he got on his list? He said, she says, about 20. He says, hang up. Tell him I don't want to see him again till he's got 150. Well, Rodney says I went to work like a bandit. Started reading National Geographic, Wall Street Journal, talking to my neighbors, interviewing my relatives, finding out where they'd been, what they'd done, what their hobbies were. He says I got 150 items on that list when I was 17, and I've been working at it ever since. It's about two or three a year. He says, but I never have to wonder what the future holds.
Right. Wow.
So that is a list of, that's a dream list.
And once you identify those things that you want to do, then you identify the levers that it takes to make them happen, right?
That's the rest of the book. The first half of the book is about your place to stand in the world, and the first place you stand upon is your sense of who you are and where you intend to go with life. Then you go find the levers, which is the second half of the book.
Right.
Yes, you're right.
And give us an example of some other levers. We talked about learning.
Well, learning is certainly one, and you read a wonderful parable in there about young Archimedes. I tried to imagine how young Archimedes originally discovered what a lever was all about, and I tell a story about a young man climbing a mountain and having to cut down a sapling, and to use that, and that sapling became his staff, literally his walking lever, and how he used that lever to move boulders and rocks on the mountain. He used it to open gates for a little old lady who couldn't get her cows in and out of the pasture. He used it to reach up into the trees to help a young girl get her scarf that had blown into the trees. And this lever helped him solve problem after problem. And quite frankly, it's education that lets us move boulders, reach up in the sky, and open gates. And so absolutely learning is one. Another one that I got to pick up on, Jim, is one that you alluded to a few minutes ago, and that is how we get this sense of where we need to go next. Leverage key number four is called Listen for the Voice of the Cricket. And it's built on the story of Ray Charles. And if you haven't seen the movie Ray,
oh, it's a great one.
There's a moment in there when he has to figure out to stop listening to all the chaos and stuff out there in the world and just listen for the little soft voice of a cricket. And when he finds out how to listen for the cricket, he hears everything else the world's trying to tell him.
How do you do that?
How do you do that? Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you find a place and a time where you go, where you let something tune in, which some call the receptive force. Most of us have too much active force. We want to do. Instead of listen and sense what's going on around us. And that's what you were alluding to. So I think people need to tune in that receptive force. And
Some of my brain trust members accomplish that through meditation.
There's various forms of meditation. I accomplish it by walking through the desert.
Yeah.
You accomplish it on the golf course sometimes.
No, there's not too much peace and quiet on the golf course. At least not the way I play golf.
Well, there's that moment when you realize you're there for the beauty of the place.
There you go. Because the golf swing sure isn't beautiful. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend Darby Checkets. He's the author of Leverage, and we're talking about how to leverage the things you want in life. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, I should say, soon-to-be good friend. Well, he's a good friend, too, but soon-to-be old friend, Darby Checkets. And Darby is the author of Leverage, a book that I think will certainly help you find those tipping points in your life. And I encourage you to check it out, folks. As you know, we're very discriminating about the authors that we have on the show. If they have, we don't feel that their book is worthy of your time and money, we certainly don't recommend them. And we recommend this one by Darby Checkets. Darby, give us that website again, please.
Website is leveragekeys.com. That's one word, leveragekeys, and keys is plural, .com.
All right. Darby, I want to get back into some of your other things. What about, let's go back to something we talked about earlier. What about relationships? To me, I'm going to quote Dave Longaberger. You know who Dave Longaberger was?
I know the name, yes.
You know Longaberger Baskets?
Yes.
It's a great story. This is a guy who was learning disabled. Took him 21 years to get out of high school. I mean, to get out of school, he was 21 when he graduated. He was dyslexic, learning disability. He stuttered, and he eventually built an $800 million a year company to make baskets.
I know the business he built.
And he said the great quote that he made that he's not with us anymore. His daughter runs the company. But here's what Dave Longaberger said. He said, your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships you build.
Absolutely.
Aren't relationships one of the greatest levers?
Relationships are, in fact, here's my quote, the multiplier effect. The multiplier effect. The minute you take all your wonderful creativity and talent and connect with some other folks, you've just multiplied everything.
It's compound interest for humans, isn't it?
It is. And I tie to that, by the way, one of the leverage keys, when we talk in the foundational sense, is what is the best investment in the world, and it's relationships. And another leverage key is about partnerships. Mm-hmm. And partnerships are, to me, a business extension of that idea of relationships. And partnerships, here's an interesting thought going back to Archimedes, partnerships are the quickest way to make your lever longer, to extend your lever. That's what I tell people. I says, the minute you had two or three good partners, you just took your lever and added another 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet, and all the more you can lift out there in the world.
Somebody said something to me one time about being 100% extension of yourself. If you don't build partnerships, if you don't develop relationships, if you don't use other people and let them use you, and you work together, you wind up being 100% extension of yourself. And that's not much leverage, is it?
No, it's about 100%. It's about 100%. It's now 100%.
It's you times one. It's you times one instead of you times dozens.
That's correct.
Dozens. Yeah.
One times 100% is 100%.
That's right.
Absolutely.
What is another key that you'd like to tell us about today?
Here's a great key. Key number 16 is commitment. Now, we hear a lot about that word, but I think it's the most magnificent word in the English language, and yet it's a very tarnished word. It's tarnished by its misuse by those who speak of commitment but whose hearts are not aligned with their words. And, you know, I think commitment is the greatest act of courage that we all make in this modern day and age. It's unstoppable leverage. One of the books I cite in there is a book about who lives or dies in the wilderness when there's a catastrophe of some kind. It's written by a guy named Lorenz Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the fact that, you know, if you were to be in a plane crash somewhere in the wilderness and try to survive, it's not what's in your backpack that counts. It's not what's in your head that counts. You can have all the survival knowledge in the world. It's what's in your heart that counts. It's the commitment to survive that makes the difference, not a bunch of granola bars in your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the
idea.
Well,
it's just like someone once said that a committed army with a bad strategy can beat a non-committed army with a good strategy.
That's right. You can give an army all the technology in the world, but if the morale is low, good luck.
Yeah. We got about 40 seconds. What's another one?
What's another one? Another one is agreements. I think life with agreements is easy. Life without agreements is messy. It's amazing
what do you mean?
How many people go through with their family experience, their business experience, kind of saying, well, weren't you supposed to? How come you didn't? Why you didn't tell me? I thought you were. And we never really created an agreement about what we expect of each other so we could track it rather than accuse each other. We spent a lot of time trying to fix the blame.
Do you think we subconsciously, intentionally set ourselves up for that?
We do.
Maybe not even so much unconsciously.
Yeah, and I think it's easier to let life just sort of flow and happen, and then what you do is you end up doing what I call dancing in peanut butter. And if you don't have agreements, you're dancing in peanut butter.
Well said. Hey, Darby, thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day?
I'd be delighted.
Leverage is the name of the book.
Jim.
The author is Darby Checkets. Say hi to C. Chandler for us.
I will do that.
Darby Checkets, ladies and gentlemen. C-H-E-C-K-E-T-T-S. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got to go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.